This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Michelle Bachmann wins the Iowa straw poll. Rick Perry, he's running for president, and we've got a big win in New York.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
We're stunned and humbled and grateful and thankful and all the rest, because this is really the people of Iowa that did this. This wasn't us. This was the people of Iowa. I think this really speaks to the fact that the people of Iowa wanted to have a champion for their voice. I am an Iowan. I was born here. And I think they want to make sure they send that very strong signal to Barack Obama that he will be a one-term president.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
The pathway forward for me doesn't really exist, and so we're going to end the campaign.
It is time to get America working again, and that's why, with the support of my family and unwavering belief in the goodness of America, I declare to you today as a candidate for President of the United States.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
It was a big political weekend, folks. How about it? We got a brand new candidate in the race. Not such a surprise, but it happened. You know, a lot was happening on Saturday. Kind of took it in yesterday, and I'm sure you're thinking about it as well. Of course, Rick Perry, governor of Texas, now officially in the race. And though he wasn't part of the Iowa straw poll, he was already in Iowa Sunday. Started out in South Carolina, which is the third state. Goes Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. He's obviously going to be a serious contender immediately. Now, I think this kind of solidifies the field. You've got Bachmann. You've got Romney, and you've got now Rick Perry. The question is, we know Bachmann is, you know, she won the Iowa straw poll. She's been vetted by the media, certainly under a lot of scrutiny. Same goes for Mitt Romney. Like him or not, folks, you know where he's coming from, and you know a lot about him. If you're not from Texas, you were just starting to learn about Rick Perry in the last couple of months, and really last couple of weeks. Now the attacks will come. And, of course, it's up to him now to start, you know, introducing himself to the American people. But I think he started off with a bang, with the giant prayer event, bringing people together, showing that he really did care about praying to God to get this country back on track. And then, you know, he didn't announce the next day after that. He waited. He took his time. It wasn't a giant event, but it was a very interesting move because of the straw poll being on the same day. So I want to get your phone calls on that. Now that we basically have the field, I know Kane and you got Kane and Newt Gingrich and you've also got Rick Santorum in the mix. But let's be honest, unless something major happens, it's going to be Perry, Romney, Bachmann. Those are the three that are really going to be going at it. I want to get your comments, 1-800-684-3110. Are you ready to support any of those three, or are you still waiting? Because I'm interested, folks, to know. A lot of people said, oh, yes, I want Rick Perry to get in. I want him to get in. Now the question, he's in now. Are you going to get behind his campaign? Give us a call in your comment, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, also, folks, I have to tell you this. We're about done with the Ground Zero Cross legal committee. And we hit our goal, and we told you we hit our goal last week. We hit the goal. We wanted 72,000, which we thought would be a tough goal to meet, but one we could. Because in the latest poll, 72% of the country said that they want that cross at the memorial. So we said, for that 72%, let's get 72,000. Well, we surpassed that goal on Friday. We told you, and we said, hey, we're not going to push you when we've hit our goals. But let me tell you something that we found out today. We tabulated all of our numbers. We're at 96,470. That means if just a few thousand more people join, and those are just the ones that haven't, either go into ACLJ.org or call in right now, 100,000 Americans will be on the legal committee to protect the Ground Zero Cross. Think about what that kind of message sends to the American atheists who are trying to remove this cross from our history. Call now and join that legal committee. We can hit 100,000, folks. I'm not pushing you if you've already called, but if you haven't, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And right now, we're in a matching challenge. You make a donation to the ACLJ online or by phone, your gift is double. So if you give $20, we get $40 to continue our work. If you donate online, ACLJ.org, or call 877-989-2255.
It's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. An atheist group has sued to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? Well, get this. They claim that they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous. So is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is preparing an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. This memorial is part of the history of 9/11, a symbol that has deep meaning and serves as a powerful remembrance. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our committee to support the cross right now. 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
A lot of political news. Obviously, Michelle Bachmann wins a straw poll. I'm pretty glad about that. I think she's performed well. I'm excited about it. You know, she's a good friend of the ACLJ, and I think she took on that stage, that debate, when Tim Pawlenty went after her, said, oh, you know, if this is your record, Congresswoman Bachmann, if this is how you're going to do things, please stop because you're killing us. You know, I thought immediately, and I've been good to Tim Pawlenty. I've had him on my radio show before, like where he was in the issues, thought he could be a good candidate if he got people, you know, momentum behind him. Yeah, I didn't really have a lot of troubles with him. But when he said that to Michelle Bachmann, just think about it, just because people went after me on Twitter when I kind of went after Pawlenty after he dropped out, because that's a swipe at you. You know, we fight uphill battles all the time in Washington because we demand better. Now, sometimes we go to court and we know we're going to win. Other times we go to court and it's tough, but we're still there fighting because you have to fight. That's what Congresswoman Bachmann does. It doesn't mean you're going to win every battle, especially when you're a conservative Republican and the Senate's controlled by Democrats and the White House is controlled by Democrats. So that attack by Pawlenty, I mean, his campaign was already in trouble, obviously, and I think it started on Thursday at that debate, and you know what? He deserved what he got. He should not have treated Michelle Bachmann that way, and I'm excited about her victory. I'm not saying you should go out and support Michelle Bachmann, but it is, I think, a good thing for a lot of social conservatives for her to have won that one. Of course, Rick Perry, people are excited about that as well. But to turn away from politics for a moment, we will get to your phone calls if you call us at 1-800-684-3110. We have a new legal victory to announce in New York, again involving 9/11, this time a documentary. And it's a First Amendment issue, folks. I brought on a couple of guests. You know Tim Brown well. Tim is our client, of course, in the case against the Ground Zero Mosque and in support of the Ground Zero Cross, a 9/11 first responder who was there on 9/11, of course. And then Brett Jospe, who's our ACLJ attorney in New York City, are both joining us now. Guys, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Tim, let me go to you first about the documentary because we just put this up at ACLJ.org. Explain to people what this was about.
Yeah, Sacrifice Survivors was a documentary done by the Christian Action Network. And basically, the Sacrifice Survivors are the families, the kind of the forgotten families of 9/11. And specifically, how the families are so deeply hurt by these people that want to build a mosque on Ground Zero, you know, where our graveyard is. So we've been going around the country with this documentary explaining to people how hurtful Imam Raouf and Sharif El-Gamal continue to be to the families, and we're educating America we wanted to do this in the parks in New York City in the weeks leading up to 9/11, and the Parks Department was very resistant to it, although they had allowed the documentary shown by the other side in a public facility previously. They dragged their feet with us. ACLJ and myself and Christian Action Network got together and sent a demand letter to New York City Parks Department demanding our right to free speech. And then they backed down pretty quickly. So it's a great victory for us.
You know, and it is. And this shows you again, folks, sometimes you got to contact the ACLJ and let us get to work. And it's not always going to be, you know, sometimes a long legal battle, and sometimes you get in a letter and you get the right thing happens, even in places that you think it's going to be tough. Let me turn to Brett real quick, too, as well, Brett, because legally speaking, I just want people to know who are listening to this broadcast how quickly we're able to do this at the ACLJ to hear about this problem from the group, get the letter in, and then get the response back.
Yeah, well, I mean, we heard about this issue and we quickly took action, and this was a pretty clear First Amendment issue. Whatever your position on the mosque is, clearly our client has a constitutional First Amendment right to show this film in public areas. And so we sent a demand letter with extensive case law. And, you know, the city was really in a position where they couldn't do very much. I mean, they had to relent or they were going to lose in federal court. So, they did indicate that they were prepared to make several parks available. And the weeks leading up to and after the 9/11 10th anniversary. And so, luckily for us, our client will be able to show this film and to continue to educate people, as Tim said.
You know, folks, and the reason why we're able to basically get an email that says, hey, we've got this problem, can you handle for us? We don't have to say, oh, well, it's going to cost this much for us to do this, or we don't know if we have the resources at the time. We make it happen. It's at no cost to the, you know, we don't charge for our services, folks. But that's because of all of you that are listening that we were able to get this solved immediately so that this documentary could be shown with so many of the survivors, the firefighters, the first responders, the families, talking about why this mosque is causing so much, problems for them personally, why it's such an issue. So, folks, it's because of you, and we're doing this matching challenge now. And I thought, you know, this just happened on Friday, and we wanted to bring it to you today. This is a great time, you know, to make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, because if you do, you can do it by phone or by by going online. Your gift is doubled right now, which makes it that much easier for us to handle more situations like this that come in sometimes late in the evening and we need to be solved, you know, early in the morning. And we got to get our attorneys on it. We have got to have attorneys in New York. We've got to have attorneys across the country. And we have to be that accessible so that people like Tim Brown can shoot us an email and we can get the job done. So make an online donation to the ACLJ if you would today, if you care about this kind of work. Again, folks, if you gave $20 today, that's $40 for us with this matching donation challenge. And even if you gave $10, it becomes $20. And certainly more because, you know, this is a great time to give. We don't do this much on Jay Sekulow Live asking for your support, but we are working hard on so many issues that we don't have as much time all sometimes to talk about because of the what's happening politically and economically. But remember, we're in court all the time on the issues that you care about. Check them out at aclj.org. And if you want to make that matching challenge donation now, you call 877-989-2255 so we can keep. I mean, think about the cases we're fighting there. We got Ground Zero Mosque, we've got the cross at the memorial, and then we've got, of course, this situation that we were able to resolve. All three are revolving around 9/11. All three revolving around issues that you care deeply about. So if you want to make that donation, again, 877-989-2255. Your gift will be doubled. You can also do it at aclj.org. Now, Tim, I wanted to turn your attention because this video, I think, it's very important the documentary is able to be shown, and we're excited about it. But you and Brett have been working on it. We're running out of time in a little bit of this segment, but also on the situation involving the cross at the Ground Zero Memorial. And you know, Tim, our goal was 72,000, and we base that off the percent of the Americans that wanted to hit it. But we're now at 96,000. We're almost to 100,000. I mean, what does it mean, I guess, for those for folks like you who have really come out of the front lines to know that many American people have taken the time to sign up and stand with you and stand for that cross?
Oh, absolutely. You know, none of this would have been possible without the support of the ACLJ. The sacrifice survivors shown in the parks in New York. If ACLJ did not send that demand letter last week and put the weight and the juice of ACLJ behind it, the city would still be dragging their feet on this with the intention of never allowing us to show the film. We came out very strong against removing the Ground Zero Cross from the museum. The atheists, I think, who brought the lawsuit were very shocked at the strong reaction from our community, the 9/11 community, along with ACLJ. The Ground Zero Mosque issue is going to continue. We're going to be appealing the decision. We don't agree with the judge's decision. And ACLJ has been a staunch partner in protecting the sanctity, the honor of Ground Zero on behalf of the families and the survivors. We couldn't have done it without you. And of course, you guys can't do it without the support of everyone in the country.
All right, you know, Tim, and we wouldn't be able to get into the battles if you weren't willing to take that stand. And we know it's tough for so many of the folks, the first responders, the survivors of 9/11. Every time you're taking a stand on this issue, you're living through that experience again. And Tim has always been ready to take a stand, to be there, to be the one who's in court, to be the one who's represented. And he's got his own organization as well. It's libertyrocks.org. So I encourage you folks, check out Tim's organization, libertyrocks.org. And Brett, very quickly, on the Ground Zero Mosque case, because people want to hear it. The issue here, though, is by keeping this in court and by keeping them under the microscope, this is a long legal battle.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's certainly reflective of a larger issue that we're dealing with in this country, and it's an important conversation that we have to have. But we will continue to fight that fight. We will, as Tim mentioned, be appealing the case. And so, you know, as I've said numerous times, even after the decision came out, ACLJ is not going away, and this issue is not going away, and we'll continue to fight it and to, as Tim said, protect the sanctity of Ground Zero.
All right, Tim Brown and Brett Jospe. Tim, of course, the client. Brett is our attorney in New York, and a big victory there so that this documentary from the families and from the survivors, from the first responders about the mosque and why this is an impact is going to be shown now in the parks in New York City, just like it should have the right to be shown there. It's because the ACLJ we got involved demanded New York City to respond, and they did. You can find out more at ACLJ.org. And again, folks, this work that we do, remember, we're not charging for it for folks, and we're getting it done quickly. If you care about helping us, you can donate online now or by calling 877-989-2255. Your gift is doubled right now. So if you gave $5, it's $10. It all means something to ACLJ. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. An atheist group has sued to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? Well, get this. They claim that they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous. ridiculous. So is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is preparing an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. This memorial is part of the history of 9/11, a symbol that has deep meaning and serves as a powerful remembrance. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our committee to support the cross right now. 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Talking politics, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann wins the Iowa straw poll about taking the power back. Let's listen to her. She is the victor, so I think she deserves a little bit more mention on the show today. She did a great job winning the straw poll very decisively and knocking out a candidate. I mean, she's the first person, I think, who could say that in this race, that she is the reason why someone dropped out, and that would be Tim Pawlenty, who, again, folks, people didn't want to take Michelle Bachmann seriously. A long time ago, we said, regardless of what you think about Michelle Bachmann, she will be a force in this. She understands this, and she proved that. But let's listen to Congresswoman Bachmann, Bite 21.
This really speaks to the fact that the people of Iowa wanted to have a champion for their voice. I am an Iowan. I was born here. And I think they want to make sure they send that very strong signal to Barack Obama that he will be a one-term president.
You know, Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, is in the studio with me today. Of course, Than, there's a lot of politics going on there. You've got Michelle Bachmann taking the Iowa straw poll, and people say they try to write it off, but let's be honest. I mean, George W. Bush won the Iowa straw poll and became a two-term president. Mitt Romney won it, and he did not become the nominee, but he's back in the race, and now he's a top-tier candidate. The people have done well. Let me remind you of another person who's directly involved, the ACLJ, who did not go on to be president but went on to become quite a national force, international force, Pat Robertson. In 1987, won the Iowa straw poll. So typically, those who have done well, it could lead to the White House. It could lead to just national, you know, prominence where you're able to be a huge voice. So whatever the case ends up being for Michelle Bachmann, that was a life-changing moment for her.
Yeah, it's a huge win for her, if for no other reason than she knocked out the other competitor who really needed Iowa, Tim Pawlenty. But it's also huge, I think, Jordan, because if you look at the margin of victory here, I mean, you know that the third-place finisher, Governor Pawlenty, dropped out. The second-place finisher, Ron Paul, he was the only one that's even close. But I got to tell you, I still have not seen anything close to broad enough appeal for him to win the nomination. So if you go further down the list, I really feel the same way about the fourth- and fifth-place finishers, Rick Santorum and Herman Cain, even though I like them both a lot. So the next really viable candidates are all the way down the line at 6th and 7th, and Governor Perry and Governor Romney. Now, I think our listeners know neither one of them played there. They didn't expect to win, but they were down around 3.5%. Michelle Bachmann got almost 30%, so you're talking about a very significant margin. So I think the takeaway for me is that we do have a field of three now. Like you mentioned in the open, it's Governor Perry, it's Governor Romney, and it's Congresswoman Bachmann. Everyone else is just kind of also-rans.
If you listen to my show today, the Jordan Sekulow Show, where we talk politics a lot and we get a little bit deeper into it. We got David Brody, who was on my show Friday. He's CBN News chief political correspondent. You see him on television all the time. He was out in Iowa the whole time. He not only gives his, he's going to give his assessment, but he's got some shocking news about someone he thinks is going to be getting in this race, that this is not the final field. And folks, again, we think that this is the final field. It may very well be the final field, but I'm not going to tell you now. You may be able to guess, but if you want to hear it, you can listen to the Jordan Sekulow Show, which starts at 12:30 right after this show, and you can also listen to it online at aclj.org when it's live, or later today at jordansekulow.com to see who David Brody thinks may be jumping in, why this may not be the final field. And then everybody, you know, people are excited about Rick Perry. Certainly understand why. You know, he's reached out to evangelicals. He is an evangelical. Let me play a little bit from him. I think he's the other big news of the weekend politically. Bite 23, his announcement.
A great country requires a better direction because a renewed nation needs a new president. It is time to get America working again, and that's why, with the support of my family and unwavering belief in the goodness of America, I declare to you today as a candidate for president of the United States.
It's a big move. Listen, he is the longest serving governor in U.S. history. U.S. history. Michelle Bachmann was the first woman to ever win the Iowa straw poll. And then so we have a field now that's very interesting with Mitt Romney's business experience background. People know him. Certainly he's not an unknown candidate. Rick Perry, who I think people feel like they're starting to know, they don't really know that much about yet. They're going to have to learn more. And that's, you know, we're getting calls about it. Before we do, let me tell you, usually we wouldn't have a political discussion this deep on Jay Sekulow Live. We're doing it, obviously, because it was huge news over the weekend, the straw poll and Rick Perry and Pawlenty dropping out. But, you know, that's why we brought on in the second segment of the show to talk about one of our legal victories. Always reminding you that whatever we're talking about on the show, we got hundreds of cases going on across the country and the world where we're fighting for people. It's not costing them anything, and we're getting it done quick. We're doing it with the best lawyers available. Folks, if you want to make a donation to the ACLJ and you care about the work we're doing, you like this broadcast, you enjoy our commentary, but also our results in court and here in Washington, D.C., if you make a donation today by phone or at ACLJ.org, both are very quick, your gift's doubled. I mean, if you gave $100, which I know is a lot, it becomes $200 for us at the American Center for Law and Justice. And if you gave $5, it becomes $10 for us at the ACLJ. It helps us get more attorneys, more resources, and respond quicker. Call now, 877-989-2255 to make that online donation. Again, your gift will be doubled. That's 877-989-2255. You can do it again online, ACLJ.org. Very easy to do it there. Your gift's doubled there as well. It means a lot to the American Center for Law and Justice so that we can handle all of these cases and controversies that are occurring across the country. And so, you know, stay in touch with the political momentum as well and the government affairs work we're doing in Washington, D.C. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I want you to remember, folks, again, this is the time to donate. We're also just 3,000 away from hitting 100,000 people standing for the Ground Zero Cross. 3,000 away. So you can call and join or go online as well, 877-989-2255. I do want to get some phone calls that some people drop because we've had a lot of different discussions going on, but let's go to Kelly.
Yeah, let's go to Kelly from Colorado. She's calling online for about candidate qualifications. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree that the top three are going to be the remaining three, Romney and Perry and Bachman. I believe my prediction is going to be that it's going to be a Romney-Bachman ticket, although I would prefer it to be a Perry ticket. But just a question for you all. Between Romney and Perry, who has the stronger foreign policy background and also economic background?
You know, I would say this on foreign policy. Both are governors. They have not served at the federal level. So we don't. I mean, they are obviously both extremely bright. They're governors. They're successful in their lives. I think, you know, you're going to get their foreign policy based on who's on their team. Now, Mitt Romney, you can go start looking at that on his website. So who are the advisors that he's bringing in on national security, former generals, and names you know, some names you might know, former CIA. He's already done that, and I think the debates flush out. You know, he's been very clear about Afghanistan and the role he thinks we should play and what's going wrong there and what he would do. I think, you know, those kind of statements are good whether you agree with him or not. Now, for Rick Perry, I mean, his website just went up, and he's been the governor of Texas. So his foreign policy has really been focused on the situation on the border. So that's going to be one area that will be very interesting, I think, Kelly, to hear from him on, because he's had to deal with it for 10 years. I mean, unlike other, you know, other governors in other states, he's actually dealt with that border problem for a long time. And then economic policy, Texas is doing very well economically. Mitt Romney is a proven businessman. A lot of this is going to be up to who you like more. I mean, I really do think that. Now, we may find out something later in the campaign that really, you know, pushes you away. But I think we're at a point right now where you just go to their websites, start looking at what they put up, who's endorsing them, what kind of advisors are they putting around them, and it'll give you a pretty good idea. They've got long records. I'm not going to tell you which one of the two I think is better on either, because I think you can make up your own mind, and we may even differ. But I will tell you this. All three of these would be great for the country. I will leave it at that today. Folks, you can make an online donation to the ACLJ at aclj.org, and your gift will be doubled at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255. And if you checked out the Complete Idiot's Guide to Protecting American Atheists, you need to at aclj.org. You can make that donation online.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.